falling in love.
Blog Talk Radio.
With Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus.
That's the best thing ever happened to me.
Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done
in my life.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. The best thing I've ever done. In his arms, I feel protected. In his arms, never dead. Connected, no, no. In his arms,
ever did was fall in love with Jesus. See, once you've fallen in love with Jesus, let me tell you, the next thing you tell God is this. I want you to listen now. Once you've fallen in love with the Lord, then you tell the Lord this. I want y'all to hear this.
Whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me.
You don't want him to do nothing without you. Whatever he's doing. Yes, sir. In this season. Lord, don't do it without me. Whatever you're doing. Let me be part of it.
Come on, say it like you mean it.
Lord, don't do it without me. See, once you've fallen in love with Jesus and you realize that's the best thing that ever happened to you, you say, Lord, whatever you're doing, don't do it without me. And then you tell him a little something like this here. You tell him about his goodness, how it has followed him and how it has followed you and what he's done. And you just want to tell him a few words. And here's for the few words you want to say to him. You are my all in all. And it's because of your goodness. That's what I tell him. It's because of your goodness.
I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
For your mercy never fails.
Never fail. Mercy was there.
All my days, I've been held in your hand.
Held in his hand and didn't even know it. All you can do is think about his goodness. Get serious, brothers and sisters. Think about his goodness. You could have been gone. A lot of stuff could have took you out of here. He's been faithful to you all your life. When you were looking a different direction, but he was good to you.
Oh, I will sing.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sing of the goodness of the Lord. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. Let me say right now, I'm so thankful that God put people like you guys on this broadcast. Hit me out, Evangelist Ursula, Evangelist Renee, and man, do I need to say, Pastor Bill did such an awful job, awesome job. I am so thankful to have somebody I can just call at the spare of a moment, and they bail me out. So I want to thank all you guys, and more especially Pastor Bill, because I asked her at that very spare of a moment if she just take over. She did an excellent job. Lydia, we're going to have a word of prayer, and we definitely want to pray for those families. Once again, that's been affected by what Satan does to people that steal, kill, and destroy. But the family in Texas, I think it's been about 19 of them now. So far, the count have went to 19. So that's 19 families that are burdened today that maybe wasn't burdened day before yesterday with this. But yesterday, their whole lives changed. And until you have something really tragic to happen to change your life, you have no idea. And but I pray you be sympathetic with these people and sympathize with them in their bereavement and in their grief. I pray that God put a spirit over those people and see that purpose in that. So we're going to ask Evangelist Ursula, if she's available, she'll give us a word of prayer, and we want to all touch and agree with what's going on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we give you all the honor, glory, and praise right now. We come before the throne of grace to worship and honor you, God. For whatever you do, we don't have a clue, God. We don't have your mind. We don't know your purpose all the time, Father, but we just want to pray for the bereaved and ask that you comfort. Send the Holy Ghost to comfort the ones that's in mourning right now, God. I lift them up in prayer, God, that they could just feel your arms wrapped around them, God. Hide them under your wings, God. Give them renewed strength in their weakness. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus for the sick and the shut in, Father. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus against the spirit of cancer and mental health. In the name of Jesus, we bind homelessness, God, and hopelessness from your people, Father. We pray, Father, that a seed be planted in somebody to encourage them this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, that you know what's going on, God, but we thank you for whatever's going on, girl, God, on this planet. We thank you that we ain't in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. We thank you that we living in the New Testament and we got a Savior. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. That when we leave here, we got a better place to go to. Father God, I know that ain't none of us here to stay and we all going to pay that price, God. But we thank you that it was conquered on the cross. Hallelujah. We thank you that when we leave here, we will be with you, God. We thank you, Father, that you just keep us protected while we here, God. And to be walking your purpose and your plan, God. We were born to praise you. Hallelujah. We're not here for ourselves to do what we think or feel or what we want to do, God. We're here to walk in the spirit and not be of this world, God. So, God, when Satan rises to tear up to pull us into the worldly things, help us recognize and resist and submit to your will, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you all the honor, glory, and praise. We pray against cancer. We pray against corona, the monkey virus, whatever all these viruses, these plagues, hallelujah, that's coming on the land, God. We pray that it pass us by, pass our family, friends, loved ones by, God. Pass over America in the name of Jesus. Pass over the countries, God, that don't even have doctors and hospitals for them, God. Pass over in the name of Jesus and rise up in your glory, God. Rise up in your power, God, when we cry out to you, God. Rise up and show who you are. Reveal yourself in your might and your power, God, in the name of Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. We honor you, God. Have your way, God. Let your kingdom rise up in the name of Jesus, God, and your perfect will and plan be done, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. We're going to ask that Pastor give us first of all, let's do Evangelist Renee. She's going to give us a scripture. And so I'm going to ask Evangelist Renee if she would give us a scripture. And I thank her from yesterday for the scripture. And the sandwich. She gave us a sandwich to leave, to go with, I guess. That's what one, you know how you had your lunch and then you want to, things so good, you want to take a sandwich to go. So we thank her for the sandwich to go. We want a word, a scripture from, and listen, brothers and sisters, it is my wish and my desire that these scriptures be prayerfully understood because they're being properly prayed about. She's just not saying stuff to be saying it. I know that God is burning this stuff in her spirit to share with us because his word has to become a light. So I thank God for his word, and I just pray that we will receive a mighty word. At this time, Evangelist Renee is going to share scripture with us.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for that beautiful, awesome prayer.
Yes.
Amen.
My first piece. Okay. Scripture. The scripture I'm gonna share will be Philippians. Yeah, that's what it is. Philippians 4:6-7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplications, with thanksgiving, be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee, for that scripture. We're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of inspiration or a word of encouragement.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. We want to thank God for the song, thank God for the prayer, and thank God for the scripture. Amen.
Amen.
And I like to say Colossians 2 and verses 2 through 7. I'll be reading it from the King James. It says, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Amen. And I wanted to share that this afternoon, because that's what the Lord wants us to do, is to be together, have our hearts together and one accord.
Yeah.
And then I like it how it also tells us in that sixth verse that it says, as ye therefore receive Christ Jesus, walk in him, being rooted and built up and established. So, and the way we do that is to meditate on the Word of God day and night. Open up our spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to come in so that, this word, well, we will receive it in our hearts. And not just in our heart, but in the lining of our heart. So I want to encourage one another to continue in the Word of God, draw closer to him, because we need him, and we need him daily. Not just when things happen, but we need him daily. God bless.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. And thank you for that awesome prayer, Evangelist Ursa. You got us fired up. And I like what scripture that Evangelist Renee chose. Listen, brother and sister, if you want the peace of God, listen now, if you want the peace of God to rule your heart, then he said, don't worry. And if you don't worry, don't pray.
Amen.
See, when she read that, that's what came to me. Be careful for nothing. Don't be worried about anything. But in everything, pray.
Mm-hmm.
What you do? Don't worry about it. Pray. And if you're going to pray, then don't worry. And if you're going to pray, you don't have to worry.
That's
you put
right.
it on and claim that thing, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know why?
Amen.
Because God is going to give you peace with it. And it goes beyond anything we can imagine. It's going to go beyond anything that you can think. And you, I want to say something on yesterday, because I'm teaching out of the book of Hebrews, and we were talking about the superiority of Christ. And people have to understand how important it is that the book of Hebrews make things known what was not known in the Old Testament. So he gives us a New Testament or a new covenant. So Christ is greater than the angels. He's greater than Moses. He's greater than any of the Old Testament priesthood. And this new covenant is greater than the old. I wish people see that this is a spiritual covenant. So I think she spoke a little bit on Hebrews 8, I think it was. Pastor, you was in Hebrews 8 yesterday.
Yes.
So we're going to go back there. There's a couple of things I want to share on what she said. And she did such an awesome job. But as I thought about it, the Lord said, you know what? I want you to make sure people understand that the old is gone and understand where the old is at. The old was what Moses saw, what we're doing today. He saw this spiritual church. And so he had to make an image, but not anything outside of that image. He wasn't allowed to do that. So everything that he saw was what we're doing today, spiritually. He saw the spiritual church. So he did it in the physical realm that the people would understand or understood that it was to be done once Christ got here.
Uh-huh.
Man, this is awesome. So in Hebrews 8, I'm not sure what scriptures Pastor used, but we're going to go with the, that's the first verse.
Yes, so we read the whole chapter. Yes, Pastor.
Okay, so let's go with the first. We lost a couple of people. Okay, well, praise God. We're going to read the first five verses, and we're going to go from there. So I'm going to ask the evangelist first. And listen, brother and sister, don't ever get... Satan wants you to get tired of hearing the word. Don't ever get tired. When you start getting tired of hearing the word, that right there, you ought to pay attention because Satan don't want you to hear the truth. Well,
that's
I just
right.
read that. I don't care. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Satan don't want you to get the faith on the truth. He don't want that. But in Romans 8, Hebrews 8, 1, and we'll read through the fifth verse. So if you will, be so kind to read Hebrews 8, 1 through the fifth verse.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Now, this is the main point of the things we are saying. We have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty of heaven. A minister in the sanctuary and the true tabernacle which the Lord erected and not man. For every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. Therefore, it is necessary that this one also have something to offer. For if he were on earth, he would not be a priest, since there are priests who offer the gifts according to the law, who serve the copy and shadow of the heavenly things, as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle. But he said, see that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. That's 1 through 5, Pastor.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you.
And I
amen.
Amen.
I was looking at 7:24 too as well. That's kind of intertwined with 8.
Uh-huh. But we'll go back then in a moment. Let her read that.
Okay. And I too like to thank Evangelist Ursula and also Evangelist Renee for yesterday as well. Amen. So Hebrew 8:1-5 from the Message Bible. In essence, we have just such a high priest, authoritative, alongside God, conducting worship in the one true sanctuary built by God. The assigned task of a high priest is to offer both gifts and sacrifices, and is no different with the priesthood of Jesus. If he were limited to earth, he wouldn't even be a priest. We wouldn't need him since there are plenty of priests who offer the gifts designated in the law. These priests provide only a hint of what goes on in the true true sanctuary of heaven, which Moses caught a glimpse of as he was about to set up the tent shrine. It was then that God said, "Be careful to do it exactly as you saw it on the mountain." Amen.
Amen. Now, what was the scripture you wanted to check out, Evangelist Ursa?
Thank you, Pastor. I was looking at 7:24. It says, "But he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For as such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens, who does not need daily as those of the high priest to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the people. He did once and for all when he offered up himself." Amen.
Amen.
Ooh. Hallelujah. That hit my spirit. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Praise God. From the Message Bible, he's there from now on to eternity to save everyone who comes to God through him, always on the job to speak up for them. So now we have a high priest who's perfectly fits our needs, completely holy, uncompromised by sin, with authority extending as high as God's presence in heaven itself. Unlike the other high priests, he doesn't have to offer sacrifices for his own sins every day before he gets around to us and our sins. He done it once and for all, offered up himself as a sacrifice. Amen. The law of high priests, men who are never able to get the job done, but intervening command of God, which came later, appoints the Son, who is absolutely, eternally perfect. Amen.
Forever. Hallelujah.
Amen. And thank you so much. And since y'all want to go there, we'll just go on there. what's really going on, brothers and sisters, understand a priest's job. You got to know what the priest's job was. The priest's job in the Old Testament was to take your offering, to take your sin offering, and that your sins will be covered. It would be covered for a whole year, because the next year you had to make your butt or make your way.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure y'all hear this. That's why I'm saying it like this. Make your way to Jerusalem. They did that once a year, not every Sunday. But once a year, they took their offering and they gave it to the priest. They didn't even give it to the high priest.
Yeah.
They gave it to the priest. Then the priest would give it to the high priest, and he would take it and give it to the mercy, put it around the mercy seat. Well, once Christ came, that was done away with. That's why the temple did it from top to bottom when Jesus died. And all the Jeconah glory went into the earth. And God said, "Now, this is my new thing. This is what Moses saw, but he couldn't tell y'all. Y'all couldn't see what he saw then because you wasn't ready for it." See, Christ being a superior high priest, he never had to do it again. He only had one sacrifice. He go up there once and for all, So that's done away with it. The law,
yeah.
And this is another thing, you got to understand that the law was not intended to save people. Just like going to church is not intended to save people. You can go to church all day. That don't mean you're going to get saved.
Okay.
But it pointed out sin. So when you read things like Romans 3:20 or Romans 5:20, it point us toward Christ, who is able to save us, not the building. So Moses had to put everything exactly the way he saw it. And so it would, so they would understand what's going on. The covenant is also called the new covenant. It's called a better covenant, or it's called a better testament. So we got a better deal now. Being in Christ, we got a better deal. It is a new and better because it allows us to go directly to God. Do you realize that people in the Old Testament couldn't go directly to God? People go up in sanctuaries every day. Let me tell you, you ain't got to go through no preacher. Who told you that? That was the old. But the old is gone now. Christ is no longer needed if we're going to do the old. But it's pointless to have Christ here. And we still got to go to a priest or go to a preacher or go through that. You don't need Christ. See, people don't understand ministry. What we do is edify. But those people had to get their sin dealt with. Christ deals with all the sin, brothers and sisters. But anyway, so we no longer need these sacrifices of animals and where the priest would meditate and had to get himself together and all that good stuff to obtain forgiveness for God. That was the Old Testament. And the New Covenant is better because while all human priests died, Christ lived forever. He never died. So you want to continue to believe in a human priest, pastor, bishop, apostle, whatever, they're going to die. Don't put your faith in Christ. That's what you need. Now, for, well, you know, my man, my faith ain't in no man. You're lying. Lie to yourself. Don't lie to me.
All right.
Been there, done that. Got to keep your faith in Christ, brothers and sisters. That's who saved you. This new covenant is Christ. This new covenant is all about being in Christ. How do you know that? Because therefore, if man be in Christ, he is a new, see, you're part of the new covenant because you're in Christ. So the priest's sacrifice could not save people, but Christ did. Christ truly saved, brothers and sisters. So you have to accept Christ. He is available, not to some, but the Bible said to the uttermost. That's you and I.
Hallelujah.
That's some family members you got. He can save them. You probably think Johnny will never stop smoking. Jesus already seeing him deliver. Now, where our part is, we got to take him the word of God. No, you can't beat him. You can't make him. But you got to go. They're not
required
to come to us. See, ain't nothing done the way man think. Because if that was the case, Christ could have never been a priest. He wasn't allowed.
Uh-huh.
He came from the tribe of Judah.
That's right.
It's like our mind get in the way of what God have called us to do. Well, it ought to go this way. Now, remember, people, Christ is a great high priest. He's superior.
Yeah.
And we'll get into that, hopefully. But people have to mature to that. They have to start developing a deeper understanding of who they are. And then began to seek unity with Christ, not with them. Well, you know, we got to seek a unity with the local congregation. That ain't in the word. Well, you know,
all
it says in Hebrews 10 and 20, fail not to assemble yourself with them. Them old folks don't even know what that means. Man, them folks got
all
the word of God, And they realize, hey, we don't have to come up here to this priest for what? It's been done away with. Christ took care of that. They lost a job. They got unemployed.
All right.
Woo! Mm. They got unemployed. Satan didn't like that because he had control of those people. And that's what Satan wants to do now. He wants to control you any way he can. The organized church is designed to control you. They'll tell you different. I'm sure they will. And they'll debate with you. They just won't debate with me. They won't argue my point because my point is he'll set you free and stay free. Stay free. Do not entangle yourself with the yoke of bondage. Well, Pastor, I need this. And I don't feel this. And I don't feel that. Brother, let me tell you what. You won't feel nothing. You ain't supposed to. This is knowledge. Just like
right.
anything else, you got to go through some things to understand some things.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't
Man,
go through some things, you'll never understand some things. You won't do
mm-hmm.
it. If you're trying to get to heaven on what you feel, you're going to miss it. And for those that don't know, you'll never die, but you don't feel it. You're going to pass from life unto eternity. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
But what,
yeah.
what Moses saw was a spiritual tabernacle. That's what he
mm-hmm.
saw. He saw what God was doing. He gave him the insight. And people who walk with God today, they know what God is doing. Second Corinthians, I know folks tell you they won't, but I'm telling you, I can take you to 1 Corinthians 2 and 16 and show you. I tell you 14 through 16 to show you. We know what God's doing. You know why? Because we're part of the Spirit. If you're not part of the Spirit, you absolutely, you don't know what's going on. Now,
Amen.
You might know what's
Amen.
Going on locally. Them people got killed. They done posted it on Facebook. What we're going through, they can't put it on Twitter. They can't, I'm keeping it real with you, man. They can't post this. It ain't for them.
Hallelujah.
That's how God operates. Everybody don't get to know the secret. Like America right now, we got one of the most awesome submarines on the face of the earth. They talk about Ocon, he's shooting his ballistic. Man, that ain't nothing. We can go underwater when they know anything. We coming up right on their property, and we can hit them 4,000 miles away. Get in range and blast out everything they got. Well, people don't do the research. They don't know that. They thinking, oh, Kim, John, he can destroy the world. Let me tell you what. The moment they send missiles, I know this off the subject a little bit, but I want to make a point. As soon as they send missiles up, we got submarines under the ground that will surprise them. They'll come up, and they'll take that missile just for a shot and reverse it back to them. See, that's knowledge. Everybody don't have the inside scoop. I'm trying to show you. There's so many secrets going on in the world. Unless you do your research, you'll never know. You'll think, oh, man, they could destroy. Now, like Putin. Putin know he can't touch us. He already know that. Mr. Scared them other little country. But the last thing he want to do is fight with America because of the knowledge we have acquired. Well, all I'm trying to tell you, just like there's a lot of secrets going on in the world in terms of militarily, secrets, there's administrative secrets, there's all kinds of secrets. Well, so it is in the Word of God, brothers and sisters. You don't need to know everything. Some things will hurt you. But once you get prepared to receive this Word, hey, God will open it up to you. He'll show it all to you. Read 1 Corinthians.
Yeah.
But why should he show you so when you might be the enemy? You got to get committed. But anyway, we're going to leave it right there. I thank Pastor for bringing it out. Eventually, we was going to get to that because God told me go to the book of Hebrews. I told y'all that this week, and I didn't know why, but now I see because he wouldn't have told Pastor to hit on that if we wasn't supposed to be here. So I know where we're supposed to be. I played that song today. God, whatever you're doing in this season, whatever you're doing, include me.
Don't do it without me, Lord. Hallelujah.
Whatever you're doing, include me. Don't do it without me, Lord. I know you can, but I don't want you. Okay, anybody Amen. Have any comments they want to share before we dismiss?
Amen, amen.
We're going to have Thankful Thursday, so y'all can get some of your stuff ready for Thankful Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got a lot of ammo here.
Amen.
Praise God. We're going to see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Night.